Hello.
How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy you are. What's your name?
My name's Jane. When I sing, I go by Nightbird.
Oh, that's nice.
Nightbird?
That's right.
Did you sing? Do you sing for a living?
Not recently.
Where are you from?
I'm from Zanesville, Ohio.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30 years old. And the dream is to be a singer. What are you going to be singing for us tonight?
I'm singing an original song called It's Okay.
It's Okay.
Yeah.
It is. It's Okay.
It's Okay.
What is It's Okay about?
It's Okay is the story of the last year of my life.
All right. And who are you here with?
I'm here by myself.
It's okay. And what do you do for a living?
I have not been working for quite a few years. I've been dealing with cancer.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Can I ask you a question? How are you now?
Last time I checked, I had some cancer in my lungs, my spine, and my liver.
Wow.
So you're not okay?
Well, not in every way, no.
You got a beautiful smile and a beautiful glow, and nobody would know.
Thank you. It's important that everyone knows I'm so much more than the bad things that happened to me.
Yes.
All right. Sing for us.
Good luck. Nightbird.
Changed my name thinking that it would change my mind. I thought that all my problems they would stay behind. I was a stick of dynamite and it just was a matter of time, yeah. But I burned them all. Yeah, I burned them all. I blow through yellow lights and don't look back at all. I don't look back at all. Oh, dang, oh my, now I can't hide. Said I knew what I wanted, but I guess I lied. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. If you're lost, we're all a little lost, and it's all right. It's okay, it's okay.
You know, it's funny because singers come on and I think about authenticity. You know, when you feel it, when it moves you, that felt like the most authentic thing I have heard this season.
That was surprising to hear. It was powerful, it was heartfelt, and I think you're amazing.
You gave me chills. I mean, your voice is so beautiful to listen to. It was beautiful all the way around.
Your voice is stunning.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely stunning. And I totally agree with what Howie said, you know, about authenticity. There was something about that song after the way you just almost casually told us what you're going through and, you know.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
There are, however, there have been some great singers this year. And I'm not going to give you a yes. I'm going to give you something else.
I have a 2% chance of survival, but 2% is not 0%. 2% is something, and I wish people knew how amazing it is.
You blew us all away. You are the voice we all need to hear this year.
That was way more than okay. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
God, that really got to me.
It pushes all the heartstring buttons, right?
And yet she's still so strong.
Greetings and blessings, precious fam, and friends of BB Temple worldwide. That was Jane Marcheski, who goes by the name Nightbird, getting the coveted golden buzzer on AGT from Simon of all people. Miracle. I share this with you simply because I hope it encourages you as much as it does me, and that it be a gentle reminder for all of us that it's okay indeed. So let's look at a verse that, especially after that video, I truly hope becomes a life verse for you as it has become for me. O holder of the golden clicker, if you would please change the slide, and we should be looking at a scripture verse. It's found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 4. I am using the NIV, which is the New International Version. I felt that it captured it best. Of course, Ecclesiastes, some of the wisdom literature written by King Solomon, right? Amen, along with the Proverbs. And there's good, good stuff in here. And this one, I have planted deep in my soul. And hopefully, it will encourage you well into the future. Never fails to do it for me. So let's read it. Anyone who is among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. What I simply love about this verse is how well it captures the sheer desperation, yet the undeniable practicality of our situation here on earth. Like Nightbird, you may have been given a 2% chance of survival, but hey, 2% is not zero. You're still in the game. And along with that hopes comes the hope that you may all... Let me start that over. And along with that comes hope. Maybe all that you really need. Praise God. Amen. But along with this verse, I always say this almost as a disclaimer, because I realize so many of us have lost loved ones, and it's almost can be a discouragement to think, hey, there are people I love who aren't in the land of the living. My take on that is they're in a far, far better place. And they don't have to worry about it anymore. But yet there's this remnant of hope here. Yet, for us to be able to glorify God here in the land of the living. So an opportunity and certainly an invitation to do so. Amen. I pray this be a message, in fact, of pure joy, knowing that regardless of our situations, it's okay. Our awesome God may, in fact, choose not to answer our prayers, but He always, always, always supplies His amazing grace and abundance. Amen? Amen. I simply marvel at this young woman, at her strength. And though she might not have mentioned God, and she didn't say the word Jesus, oh, I know, I have no doubt, He was all over this. In fact, let's look a little, let's do a life application. Let's do an application here. Holder of the clicker, thank you. Change that slide and we're going to see a picture of her with Simon. Miracle. We got it on tape. We got a picture. It actually happened. I have watched just about every video interview, and I discovered some really fascinating factoids about Jane, also known as Nightbird. She is a 2013 graduate of Liberty University, where she studied her passion, which of course is music. She married in 2015, and she beat her first cancer scare in 2017. But even after a double mastectomy, she was diagnosed with cancer again on New Year's Eve, 2019. At which point, her new husband decided he couldn't handle it anymore and he split. But she has a prayer warrior mama. Any of us got that? Some of us are blessed to have that yet in the land of the living. And she's got a family who stood by her through it all, through it all. Her nickname, in fact, Nightbird, came from a dream about birds singing outside of her window at night, which then actually happened. And birds singing their little hearts out and not waiting for the dawn. Oh, there's a lesson there for us peeps, right? Don't wait for the dawn. Keep singing. And a fun factoid, just as we close. She won way back in April, but she had signed a non-disclosure agreement that said she wasn't allowed to say a thing until after the show aired on June 1st. If she was able to keep that quiet for that long, that's a miracle too. Amen. I don't think I could have done it. So, what's the takeaway for us today? Simply this, and oh, if you would, holder of the clicker, one last time, if you would, please. And we should see a quote from Nightbird, and I'm just wanting you, precious peeps, to know that we are all Nightbirds. We're all Nightbirds. We are singing in the dark, waiting for the dawn. And please know this, as Nightbird, as well as Jesus would say, we are so much more than the bad stuff that happens to us indeed, right? Amen. She also wisely reminds us, you can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy. So, let's do it. Let's do it now. Let's just sing our little hearts out in the dark and bring more people into the fan so they can be looking forward to the dawn as well. Amen. Share it. Let's share it. We've got to share this awesome, awesome good news with everyone. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you for this awesome opportunity that you have chosen us to be in the land of the living. And there's many, many waiting at the gate. We can't wait to see them. But we have yet work to do. Before the dawn, we certainly, no one would argue that we are in a dark, dark, dark time in history. And yet it's an incredible opportunity to redeem the time for your glory like maybe never before in history. And I think this might be a part of it. So let's do like Nightbird. Let's just sing our little hearts out for joy, for pure joy, and praise God and thank you, Lord, in the holy name of your Son and our Savior, which made all of this make sense and to give us just the peace that passeth understanding indeed, knowing our part in that. Grant us the courage. Grant us the wisdom. Grant us the strength, Lord, continuing to press forward towards that goal, which is in your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, in the holy name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Yes.